USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Republicans hammering Democrats on night one of the GOP National Convention, which included remarks from the president's son, Donald Trump Jr., who said Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden is promoting radical left policies.
This time, the other party is attacking the very principles on which our nation was founded. Freedom of thought, freedom of speech, freedom of religion. The rule of law.
Former U.N. Ambassador and South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley arguing.
This president has a record of strength and success. The former vice president has a record of weakness and failure.
Jerry Falwell Jr., the president of Liberty University in Virginia, is stepping down from that post after reports he and his wife had a sexual relationship with a business partner. And this is USA Radio News.
This is good news, maybe exactly when you need it to. Right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fees. This could save you money on top of all that you'll save each month by becoming a member of MediShare. So many people are looking for a healthcare solution right now, seeing the cost of COBRA plans, for instance. And MediShare is the affordable alternative to health insurance. The typical family saves $500 a month, but you might save even more. MediShare is a Christian community that shares each other's healthcare costs, and because of the current economic situation, they're making it easier than ever. Apply by August 31st, and you can save an additional $170 on your first month. I'll give you the number here in a second, and if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to receive your additional savings. Maybe now is the time to make the switch, like more than 400,000 people already have. And start saving. Here it is. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Tropical Storm Marco is weakening as it affects the Texas area, but Tropical Storm Laura is expected to become a hurricane today. It did enter the Gulf of Mexico last night, and it's forecast to make landfall probably in Louisiana as early as Wednesday. Tomorrow, it could be a Category 2 or 3 storm by the time it reaches the Gulf Coast. Hurricane watches are already out from Galveston, Texas, to near Morgan City, Louisiana. The National Hurricane Center says Laura could bring roughly a foot of rain to parts of the Gulf Coast tomorrow through Saturday. Protesters still in the streets of Kenosha, Wisconsin, some of them turning riotous as cars were set on fire last night. The crowds gathering in violation of a curfew order after a black man was shot by Kenosha police on Sunday, shot in the back as he was getting into a vehicle in front of a home. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
While you have free time and you're sitting at home and you ponder what kind of gifts to buy for someone, PatriotDepot.com has you covered, from puzzles, games, novelty items. If you're looking for some unique style items when it comes to the president, for more, you can check out PatriotDepot.com. Call 844-377-8052. That's 844-377-8052 or PatriotDepot.com. Use promo code USA.
People can expect to see President Trump's former attorney in Democratic advertisements against Trump during this election season. Michael Cohen will reportedly be featured in a series of ads for the Democratic group American Bridge, where he will tell voters that Trump, quote, can't be trusted. Additionally, Cohen is expected to tell Americans that they shouldn't believe a word he utters during the Republican National Convention. In video recorded for the group, Cohen says Trump is going to stand up at the White House and blatantly lie to you more often than not. LeBron James' voting rights group More Than a Vote is trying to help tackle the employee shortages at polls across America. The New York Times reports More Than a Vote is collaborating with the NAACP Legal Defense Fund to send poll workers to black communities in swing states like Florida, Ohio, and Michigan. The multimillion-dollar effort is also to help pay for advertising and a program encouraging employees to volunteer as poll workers. And actor Joaquin Phoenix teaming up with animal rights group PETA to encourage people across the nation to go vegan. You can go to the internet and find us online. We're at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.